Let us bow in prayer. Shall we pray? Hosanna, loud Hosanna. Everyone sang that day. Save now, save now. So we've come today, O Lord, to remember and to rejoice at the triumphal entry of Jesus. Bless us as we celebrate, as we remember, and as we start Holy Week. Let us walk with Jesus every step of the way on that first Holy Week. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We'll stand as we sing. Our responsive reading from the Psalter is from Psalm 118. You'll see the words both in the bulletin as well as printed on the screen or projected on the screen. So this is the particular set of Psalms, and we'll do the latter part of the Psalm 118 next Sunday, Easter Day. But this is the Psalm that the persons writing the lectionary say is appropriate for Palm Sunday. Would you respond as I start? The Lord is my strength and my power. The Lord has become my salvation.
There are joyous songs of victory in the tents of the righteous.
The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted.
The right hand of the Lord does valiantly.
I shall not die, but I shall live and recount the deeds of the Lord.
The Lord has chastened me sorely, but has not given me over to death.
Open to me the gates of righteousness, that I may enter through them and give thanks to the Lord.
This is the gate of the Lord. The righteous shall enter through it.
At this time, I'd like for the boys and girls to come forward. Careful there. Well, tell me, did you two have a good time at the Easter egg hunt yesterday? And did you find any Easter eggs? Did you? Neat, huh? And did you get any pizza to eat? Did you get some pizza? Was it good?
Yum, yum.
Yum, yum. Then what about a cupcake or two? Did you have some? Did you have some?
Yuppie.
Was it good? Well, this is a big special time. This is springtime. It's also the first day of spring. Isn't that neat? I always enjoy my birthday on the first day of spring. Makes me feel better, don't you think so? Yeah. Well, we celebrated Palm Sunday, didn't we? There's one of those palm leaves. Now, a long time ago, the first Palm Sunday, the men and women, and the boys and girls, your age and older, and probably younger, they cut these leaves, not this one, but ones like them, and they spread those leaves on the roadway. And some people took off their robes and put them on the roadway. Yeah. So the little donkey that Jesus was riding into the city wouldn't have to step on the rocks or the hard earth. Because this was a day of triumph. Jesus is proclaimed king. Now, what they didn't understand was he wasn't king like in government and politics. He was king over sin and death. So, you know what they shouted? What do you shout as you wave your palm leaves? What? Hosanna. Hosanna. Now that's a Hebrew word. It comes from the Old Testament. And it means save us right now. Save now. So they were waving these. They were putting them on the ground so the little colt, the little donkey could walk on them. And they were shouting, save now. They meant, get Caesar out of here. He's the bad ruler. We want to rule ourselves. But what Jesus came to do was to save us from terrible relationships, from sin, from fear of not being where we need to be, whole and healthy and saved forever. That's who Jesus is. So here we are. Save now. Save now. And we saw the choir come in. Save now. And this is an important day, and next Sunday is what? 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 What is it? Easter. That's right. And we'll talk about Easter next week. Let's have a prayer. Thank you, O Lord, for springtime, for letting us celebrate all these important events in the life of Jesus. And may we understand and share with each other and with the world that Jesus has come to save us. Save now. Hosanna. Amen. And thank you all for coming up. Thank you for coming. Shall we bow in prayer together? Let us pray. What a beautiful Palm Sunday we have, O Lord. The sun is bright. The skies are high and beautifully blue. The air is crisp, reminding us that we are between seasons, at least as far as weather is concerned. We thank you for springtime. The earth is turning from the drabness of winter to the budding beauty of plants and trees and flowers, coming alive once again. We are grateful for this time of year, both with the calendar as well as with the weather. For all of this reminds us of the drama of Holy Week, the triumphal entry of Palm Sunday, the step by step, day by day, that our Lord and his disciples went through as they moved to Maundy Thursday, Good Friday, Black Saturday, and then Easter. For Jesus arose from the dead, even as the plants and the buds and the grass apparently rise from the dead of winter. And gracious Lord, we have hints of what resurrection is all about when we look at our yards, when we look across the landscape, see the red buds, when we see the flowering trees, and when we notice that dogwood is beginning to bud as well. Let us also remember as we watch the plants, the grass, the trees and flowers, that as far as life is concerned, Jesus rose from the dead. And so we will celebrate that, O Lord, next Sunday. But in the meantime, draw us ever closer. Draw us nearer to the Lord and his passion, the passive nature of his ministry. And let us recognize that the closer we get to Jesus in spirit, the closer he gets to us in reality. Because all of us sink from the weight of the sins of the world, as well as our own personal conflicts with the law, your law, the law of Moses. And so all of us stand in need of grace, and grace overwhelms us. But as Jesus did of old, he faced the things that would put him down, even to torture, betrayal, insults, even to denial of his best friend or by his best friend. Yet he faced that plus death, seemingly to allow the bad things of life to put him down. But thankfully, oh God, you had other plans, and you broke the bonds of sin and evil and death by calling Jesus back to life. And this is what happened. And we are an Easter people. Each Sunday we celebrate that we are not going to be held down by the issues and problems of this world. Thank you, O Lord, for your gift of eternal life. But God, we're very quick to confess that we don't deserve eternity. We don't deserve the life you have for us as you draw us to that place Jesus has prepared for us. We don't deserve it. And so let us confess all of our sins before you in silence as we recognize that if we confess our sins and if we repent from our sins, you will indeed forgive us, set us right before you, and give us a new day, a new creation every day. Hear now our prayers of confession in silence. Lord, we pray not only for ourselves, but the sick. We pray for the sick and the lonely. We pray for those who are bereaved. We pray for those who are hurting because of broken relationships. We pray for those who have an uncertain future. whether a future in this realm or the world to come. We pray for those who do not know Jesus and the saving power of Easter. We pray for all people who are in the midst of conflict, issues that are overwhelming them by their fault or others. We pray for our country, O Lord. We pray for our political process. We pray for all those candidates who would aspire to the highest office of the land. We pray, O Lord, that their guiding light would be the Prince of Peace, Jesus himself. O God, absolve us from all our sin. And as we pray the prayer that Jesus taught us, let's remember every phrase and let us recognize that faith is our answer to the realities around us. Faith that Jesus will overcome everything that would put us down. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. We continue our worship by giving and receiving God's tithes and our offerings.
Thank you.
praise and thanksgiving belong to you, O Lord, for all the wonderful gifts you give to us. We are grateful for money, for we love to earn it, to spend it, and to charge it away to be spent later. So, gracious Lord, here is our money now. Use this money to further your work here in and through this church and this church's ministry and mission for Jesus throughout the world. Amen. You may be seated. Our Palm Sunday scripture is found in Luke chapter 19, verses 28 through 40. So let us hear the word of the Lord. After he had said this, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. When he had come near Bethpage and Bethany, at the place called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, saying, "Go into the village ahead of you, and as you enter it, you will find tied there a colt that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, 'Why are you untying it?' just say this: 'The Lord needs it.'" So those who were sent departed and found it as it had been told them. As they were untying the colt, the owners asked them, "Why are you untying the colt?" They said, "The Lord needs it." Then they brought it to Jesus, and after throwing their cloaks on the colt, they set Jesus on it. As he rode along, people kept spreading their cloaks on the road. As he was now approaching the path down from the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of his disciples began to praise God joyfully with a loud voice for all the deeds of power that they had seen, saying, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest heaven." Some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to him, "Teacher, order your disciples to stop." He answered, "I tell you, if these were silent, the stones would shout out." Amen. And here ends this reading from God's most holy word. We have gathered together to lift up the name of Jesus. We rejoice in his victory over sin and the cross. Our cries of Hosanna, save us now, have been answered. Our Redeemer has conquered death, and because we are certain of that, we have reason to celebrate. Lavished with a love that we can never fully understand. And nowhere is it more evident than at the cross. Every question we could ever have about God's love for us is answered at that tree of mercy.
There stands an endless mercy tree. Thank you.
us as we ask the Savior to draw us closer to Him through His cross. Countless stories could be told, countless examples given of believers throughout the ages who have clung to this truth from Job 19. I know that my Redeemer lives. It certainly that gives us hope no matter what life brings our way. Jesus lives, and we know that because He lives, we have His promise of everlasting life.
Taught the sun where to stand in the morning, and who told the ocean you can only come this far, and who showed the moon where to hide till evening, whose words alone can catch a fall. Yes.
today we glory in the light of Christ's resurrection. We've been forgiven and invited to enter into a living relationship with Him. So we shout His name, sing His praises, and proclaim His unfailing love to the world. Hallelujah to Jesus, our Savior. Everybody say amen. That was tremendous. And on behalf of the congregation here at Rockwood, we want to thank all of our musicians. You all did a splendid job. Thanks. Especially you, Terry. We're going to have another musical program next week, too. Just thought I'd ask. Let's stand for the benediction. And now may grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all, now and forevermore. Go in peace and have a meaningful Holy Week, returning next Sunday to celebrate the resurrection of our Lord, Easter Day.